You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Colorado River is shrinking, and states that use it are at odds about how to share its waters. The current rules for managing the river expire in 2026 and need to be replaced. States are on a deadline to submit a first draft this week, but they have not agreed on a single proposal, as KUNC's Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The divisions are along familiar lines. The Upper Basin states of Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico are at odds with their neighbors to the south, the Lower Basin. That's California, Arizona, and Nevada. They've gone back and forth about how to share water for over a century, and old grudges die hard. Right now, they're coming up with competing proposals for how to manage the river.
We've had to come together on our own in the Upper Basin and work on a concept that provides for sustainable operations that's both technically and economically feasible.
That's Colorado's top water negotiator, Becky Mitchell. She and other water leaders say this region needs a collective solution to its collective problem. But so far, they're not able to reconcile their differences. J.B. Hamby is California's negotiator. He says it's going to take more work.
The path forward to plan for a future of climate change and to continue the collaborative spirit that has served the basin well over the past number of decades is for everyone to make sacrifices and compromise.
Here's one big wedge between the two factions. The Upper Basin is on the hook to deliver a certain amount of water down to its southern neighbors, but now it's floating the idea that it could send less because it gets less due to climate change. California's Hamby doesn't approve.
If every position is hardened and predicated on legal theories and interpretations, that's not carrying us forward in a productive direction.
But the Upper Basin hits back and says that kind of cut might be necessary because it's feeling the biggest sting from climate change. When Mother Nature brings less water to the mountains where the river starts, the Upper Basin says it bears the brunt. Colorado's Mitchell says her state wants to collaborate, but
we have to acknowledge, though, the pain that is inherent with living on the front lines of climate change.
But even with some big ideological differences between the upper and lower basins, there's some hope that the gap can still be closed after next week's deadline.
I increasingly am of the mindset that this is a necessary step before they find common ground.
Elizabeth Cobley researches water policy at the University of Nevada, Reno. She says these kinds of negotiations used to happen behind closed doors. But now, with higher stakes and increased attention on the Colorado River, these tussles need to play out in the public eye.
Everyone needs to put their what they want most on the table and then kind of negotiate back from there.
And those negotiators, they're also optimistic that consensus is coming, even if it doesn't come in these first proposals. Esteban Lopez is New Mexico's river negotiator.
There is an intent, certainly on our part, once we do those initial submissions, to get back together and try and work through our differences and hopefully be able to arrive at a consensus alternative.
And there's a sense that the states need to arrive quickly. It's an election year, and the possibility of a new federal administration could throw a wrench in a process that's already difficult to begin with. Again, California's Hamby.
The goal is, whatever things might be like next January, it's just generally good for stability and have the same people work from start to finish on a process.
With deadlines approaching, the sense of urgency to strike an agreement is growing. And with 40 million people who depend on the Colorado River's water, the consequences of staying divided are big. I'm Alex Hager.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.